This is Rebecca Schissel Marshall with Whole Body Upgrade, a podcast to help you get unstuck, feel better, and have more energy. Let's get started.
I want to begin by welcoming in the directions, the great direction of the east, the direction of the south, direction of the west and north. I welcome the direction that is above, the direction that is below, and the great direction that is within. I welcome in all of my helping and compassionate spirit guides, those that are of the light, and I welcome in my ancestors, all of our ancestors who have lived well and died well. And I acknowledge that I'm on the land of the Creek in the Cherokee that is now known as Athens, Georgia. How are you today, dear ones? I'm doing pretty well. I'm very excited about my new masterclass. It is coming up very soon. A more powerful way to get clients unstuck is this week. So this is for coaches, and it is June 2nd at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So I am so excited. It's going to be such good information for anyone that is a coach who wants to work with clients of any sort, whether you're working in groups or one-on-one. As I've mentioned, I work often with women who are upgrading either their health or who are upgrading their business, those women that are stuck. So I work in getting clients unstuck. And this work that I want to talk about during this webinar is just what we'll be talking about. I want to speak directly to those coaches who want to do this work with their clients, getting their clients unstuck with ease. So it's all about supplementing all of the amazing skills that you already have, all of those coaching skills. And I'm going to give you some holistic tools that will help supercharge your time with your clients. And of course, then their progress. So basically, it's about getting to the root of the problem, right? Getting to what is really keeping them stuck. And the issue I have with many coaching programs is that many of them don't teach this piece of it. They don't talk about how to get to the root of the problem with just coaching. They do on some level, yes. Like a lot of the coaching programs do have some really great skills. I know I learned a ton in my coaching program. There's nothing wrong with it. And I think there's more that we can be doing as a field. I want to change that. So that's why I'm offering this particular training. So there will be a replay of the masterclass, and I know you're going to want to be there because I am offering something very special to those who are there live. So I know you will want to be there for that. If you can't attend, it's totally fine. You can, you'll receive a replay as soon as we can get it in your email inbox. During the masterclass, I'll be going into some detail about the Centered Wellness Training Program that I have mentioned before that I'm going to be offering starting in July. So you will also want to be there to hear about that. The applications are already open and they're ready right now if you're interested, if you know you're interested. Of course, going to the masterclass will give you some of those tools and tricks. I'm hoping to be able to really send you away with some actionable information that you can use with your clients. So I'll put the link in the show notes so that you have access to that and you can read more about it. It's going to be a very small group of individuals in the Centered Wellness Training. I am definitely capping it at 10 at the most, and I think even that feels a little big for me. So we'll see if it might be more towards 6 or 8. So don't miss the chance to apply, because once I have 10 people, then the applications will close. The early bird price for the Centered Wellness Training ends June 24th. And as I mentioned, there'll be a little special bonus for people who sign up. And the early bird price closes June 24th, but the applications close for sure on July 1st. So what are you waiting for? You can apply now and get started so that we can have a little conversation to see if it's going to be a good fit for you. So last week actually has to do with what we talked about last week on the episode, has to do with what I'm going to talk about today. Last week episode was part one in the series, and we spent a lot of time talking about energy and how that can keep clients stuck or be really an integral part of moving them forward when energy is removed, when energy is brought back. It's a really important piece I found in a lot of my clients in getting them unstuck, especially if they're like, well, I tried this, I've tried this, they've tried everything. Energy can be such a crucial component to it. And that's why it's a part of the Centered Wellness Training Program that we're going to do, is to teach coaches how to use energy in conjunction with their coaching skills that they already have mastered. So just as a little mini review, because I think this is such an important piece. When you learn to clear or extract energy or return energy to the client that's been lost or given away or broken, it makes such a huge difference. And here's the really interesting thing is that, you know, it is energy and it's not the only thing, right, that can keep clients unstuck. You've seen this. Obviously, you've unstuck clients before using your coaching skills. Very important skill in getting clients unstuck. And so it's not just energy that makes a difference. It's also not just the coaching skills that makes a difference. So as big as energy is, it isn't the only piece of the puzzle for getting clients unstuck with ease. Energy works with all the other aspects of what I talk about, the Centered Wellness Framework, those different five wellness bodies, all the other aspects of who we are and what we do. So as I mentioned, energy is just one of those tools that's not typically included in coach training, right? Coach training has a lot of great, amazing skills and tools. And one of the things that I've learned in my own life is that energy was one thing that needed to be an addition that needed to be worked on. And there is this power of what we deal with in the physical body, exercise, nutrition, sleep, in getting clients unstuck, that we can't ignore what's happening in our physical body or we won't be able to get unstuck. So as I said, I call this the physical wellness body, and it's fascinating to me. It's fascinating to me in my own life. It's fascinating to me with my clients. How often what someone eats can influence something that seems unrelated, right? How well they're doing in their business, for example. The food that we put into our body can totally influence if we're getting unstuck in our business, right? So as a reminder, those five wellness bodies, the physical body, which looks at sleep, nutrition, exercise, you know, moving your body in some way, the mental body, the mental wellness body, the emotional wellness body, the energetic wellness body, and the spiritual wellness body, right? Those five pieces. So with that physical wellness body, it can also not only influence business, it can influence the relationships that you're in. It can, of course, influence your health, and it can influence parenting, how you're parenting, what you're doing. So all these different parts of you can be influenced by what is going into your body, whether that be the amount of sleep that you're that you're taking in, the amount of movement that you're doing, the food that you're eating. So there are many aspects. Let's kind of start with nutrition, kind of hone down into that. There are many aspects of the standard American diet that lead to inflammation. And I've talked about this on the podcast before because it's such a huge piece in today's, the way that we have set up our food systems in today's, especially I'm talking very specifically about the U.S. When we have the food systems that we have that tend to be boxed goods that add a lot of sugar, that have a lot of wheat, and very processed foods, that it can lead to a lot of inflammation. When there is more inflammation in the body and in the brain, there is evidence that it also will affect your remembering, your thinking skills, what we refer to as cognition, right? So brain fog is something that can happen. But the other really interesting thing, and this is where I find so fascinating, is that it can influence our mood as well. So not just like, oh, how's my physical body doing, but it influences the emotional wisdom, the emotional wellness that we have in our body. So our mood, like depression, there is that, I've talked about this before in the podcast, is this, there is this gut brain that we have. And when digestion is off, it completely influences how we feel and what we do, our actions that we take. So when there's inflammation, it can lead to depression. It can lead to anxiety, right? That inflammation can lead to the way that we feel. Irritability, that's another one that often comes up. Most of us have had those days when we've been traveling a lot, or we're just in a really period of our lives, and we're just eating the most convenient food. And we may notice how sluggish and not on top of the game we may be. And we're just like, oh, I just want some real food for a while. Now, if this is kind of the lifestyle that you're used to, and that's the consistent, you may not have that experience because you're kind of staying at that same plateau level of what it feels like to eat foods that are inflammatory. So some individuals' physiological systems are just more sensitive than others' physiological systems specifically to inflammation. So and this can be for a variety of reasons, like if you've had trauma in your life, if you have an excess amount of stress, then the emotional piece of stress will interact with what you're putting in your body, right? Because more stress, there's more stress hormones like cortisol, there's more adrenaline that's released. That can also lead to inflammation in the body. So see how these all go together, all these five wellness bodies, right? So imagine that you are trying to help one of your clients or yourself when you feel stuck. And one of the places that we aren't taught in life coach training or business coach training or any kind of training is how the food that we're eating might be playing a role in how that stuckness is happening. So it's really actually a crucial component to our mental health, to our physical health, obviously, and to our life purpose, like what we are moving forward. So the nightly glasses of wine or glass of wine or the food that we might be eating can be from a place of buffering emotions, right? So that we don't feel big emotions, but can also be raising the level of inflammation, which may mean we have less resilience available to us during challenging times. And that is really important. When we don't have the resources available to deal with challenging times, what can happen is the frontal lobe of the brain can shut down, right? So the emotional part is what gets activated and the frontal lobe says, oop, not, I can't handle this right now. And it goes offline. So here's what I want you to know as a coach. You can take information about the physical wellness body and apply it to the work that you do with your clients. And in fact, it can be super informative and helpful. It can be a few simple questions regarding their sleep, about what food they're putting into their body, what they're consuming, as well as how much they are moving their body. So let me give you an example from a dear client of mine. Every night, she would finish work around 5 p.m. And one of the first things that she would do is she would reach for beer or wine, right? Some sort of alcoholic beverage at night. Every night, it's what she did. She was so stuck and having trouble in her family relationships and anxiety and depression on top of that, as well as really having a challenge in determining what her next steps would be in her life as she was getting ready to retire. As we worked together, We used lots of different tools. We, yes, totally used mindset. We looked at what thoughts she was having. We also cleared a lot of the energy that she had from past childhood events that were leading to this. And we did a lot of mind-body work to help deal with that pattern of drinking that she had. As she changed her relationship with alcohol, right? So that was, we were using those tools to help change what she was doing nutritionally, right? We were looking at not only the alcohol, but also the food that she was intaking. Then she started to see differences in how she could deal with her family and her experience of dealing with her family. There was so much more loving compassion available to her because of the changes she was making in her diet. Instead of high inflammatory foods like mac and cheese, she was having a lot of like macaroni and cheese and potato chips and this alcohol as well. That when she started changing that, she noticed all of these differences. She could be more emotionally present, less reactive. She also felt better during the day and worked on a lot of that self-compassion for herself, of how to nurture and take care of herself. She wasn't feeling as mad or anxious as she had been before, and she started making steps towards doing what she really wanted in her life, not just what she thought she should do or what someone else thought she should do. And she started creating products to sell in her sister's business, and she was just really happy about it. Like, she really enjoyed what she was doing. And so this was a big, it was a big relief for her. It was a big change in her life over the course of the weeks that we worked together. Another example is a client that I worked with who wanted to change both her food and her exercise habits. She had recently seen a physician who was warning her about some difficulties with her blood sugar that was creeping towards what looked like more possibility of diabetes. She was already eating pretty healthy, so there wasn't as much of that inflammation. But there were a few tweaks that were needed in her nutrition to be able to support her blood sugar better, which was able to then support her overall health in a bigger, broader, like there was less inflammation then. What was really interesting is that she started to notice big uptakes in her business as well. Just two sessions together, and one was dealing more with the energetic and the spiritual component, and this one was on nutrition, and it made a big difference in her business. So there is no coincidence that when you address the whole client, when you address the whole part of them, all five of those wellness bodies, then they have the opportunity to make massive changes in all parts of their lives. The problem that I see with most coaching programs, and really actually all healthcare work, this is the way that I see it for health as well, is that we tend to think of things in these silos, right? These different pieces. We're going to go over here to the cardiologist. We're going to go over here to the oncologist, right? We're going to go to these different parts, but there isn't anyone really tying it all together with a holistic perspective. So these different silos then aren't communicating. We go to see a psychologist and we see maybe a nutritionist, but it's not a holistic dynamic system to say, well, why are you having trouble changing what you're eating? Oh, well, maybe it's because you aren't getting enough sleep and so you're tired and so you're reaching for sugar. Right? Those pieces all go together, and the nutrition can really support the big emotional changes, the mental changes, right? Changing the thoughts that we want to have works to not only help change the food, but when we change the food, it can help us change the thoughts that we have. So this is why I think it's so important. This is what I am passionate about, is including those pieces of what we're not included in coaching, because coaching, it focuses on one particular part of it. And what I'm going to be discussing in the masterclass, part of it is the energy that we've talked about, and part of it is this nutrition component that I think is so crucial to helping coach our clients in a more holistic manner. So the masterclass is called A More Powerful Way to Get Clients Unstuck, and I'll be giving you some tips and ideas for how to use this in your practice as a preview for what we're going to talk about in the Centered Wellness Training Program that starts in July. So the physical wellness body is crucial to our clients on so many levels, and we need to pay attention to all aspects of who they are. When you as a coach can address all the wellness bodies, then your client's progress skyrockets. It's amazing to watch. It's deep, it's magical work, it's dynamic work, and it's my mission to get this out in the world because I think it's going to change the coaching industry, and I think it's going to change a lot of how we view how to really take care of ourselves. Okay, sweet friends, I hope this information about nutrition and about the physical wellness body can support your clients. Next week, I'll be talking about another skill that isn't traditionally part of the coach training program that can help your clients and boost your practice. Okay, dear ones, I hope to see you at the masterclass. Take good care of yourselves.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Whole Body Upgrade. If you'd like to learn more about working with me, you can visit me on Facebook or Instagram or on my website, CenteredYou, that's CenteredYOU.com. See you on the next episode of Whole Body Upgrade.